8. Service Encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, are you the housing director?
Yes, that's me. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I was actually sent up here from the student services department. I'll have a strange housing requirement next year, and they told me I'd have to get special permission to see if they can accommodate me.
Okay, why don't we start at the beginning? What's your special need?
See, I just got an internship to work abroad with a language institute. The thing is that the dates don't exactly match up with the school calendar. Since it's part of my independent study, my academic calendar is pretty flexible. But practically speaking, I won't be returning to Boston until mid-March, and I'll need housing at that point.
That's impossible. I'm sorry, it's just that with the housing shortage, there's no way we can guarantee that space. We'll probably be short on rooms as it is.
Right, I understand that. But what if I could live off campus? I mean, if I can arrange my own housing, then there would be a way to accommodate everyone.
That's a fine idea. I don't see any problems with that. I don't even need to give you any special permission. All you have to do is file for off-campus housing for that semester and then submit some proof of residence when you get back.
That's what I wanted to do, but the folks at Student Services told me that since I'm technically still a second-year student, I can't move off-campus. So I wasn't able to file for off-campus housing.
Oh, I didn't realize that you weren't an upperclassman. We don't usually have underclassmen getting internships.
Yeah, I saw this one and I knew it was something I had to go for. I'm really excited and I'm just hoping that I can get everything settled over here so that it actually happens.
I see. So you need my special permission to file for off-campus housing because you're an underclassman. I understand now. Well, to be honest, I don't see any problem with writing a letter for you.
Really? I'd really appreciate that. Would I need to provide you with any forms or anything? It seems like everybody needs some form.
Why don't you just bring me the letter of acceptance for the internship? That should suffice.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I'll have a strange housing requirement next year, and they told me I'd have to get special permission to see if they can accommodate me.
Okay, why don't we start at the beginning? What's your special need?
Why does the woman say this?
Okay, why don't we start at the beginning?
Two. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
That's impossible. I'm sorry, it's just that with the housing shortage, there's no way we can guarantee that space. We'll probably be short on rooms as it is.
Why does the woman say this?
I'm sorry, it's just that with the housing shortage, there's no way we can guarantee that space. We'll probably be short on rooms as it is.
Three. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I see. So you need my special permission to file for off-campus housing because you're an underclassman. I understand now. Well, to be honest, I don't see any problem with writing a letter for you.
Why does the woman say this?
I understand now. Well, to be honest, I don't see any problem with writing a letter for you.